teenager this morning, I don't understand why all these guys want curly hair. I really don't know what's so cool about the curly hair. Unless it's natural. Natural, it's fine. But I don't know why everybody wants to get a perm. I really don't understand that. Can anybody explain that to me this morning? Is it just a cool thing to do nowadays? The whole perm thing? Is that the style? Not you, David? Okay, good. You're the only one then. Style of the 70s, brother? Oh, wow. They're trying to go back to it. John 3 this morning. We'll be in John 3, chapter 1, verse 11. John 3, 1, 11. The Bible says this, "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God." I'm going to read that one more time. "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God." Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes for a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, I pray, God, that you use me this morning, Lord. Help us pay attention to for the sermon that you have for us this morning, Lord. And I just pray, God, that you do a great work in this church, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you hide me behind the shadow of your cross, Lord. Forgive me of any sin that I have not confessed, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. In this verse, we are being encouraged to have steadfast faith. The word steadfast means to have firmly fixed in place. Firmly fixed in place. Have immovable faith. Okay? That is how our faith in Christ should be. And not just only our faith. It's easy to say, oh, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Not just our faith, but also how we live our lives. It's easy to say, like I said, oh yes, I'm saved. I've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. Like I said, amen, that's good. But this is the real question. Are you living it? Are you living it? Maybe you're here this morning and you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior. Maybe today is the day. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Because of your sin, you come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, "For all have sinned." Everyone has sinned. I've sinned. The pastor has sinned. Everyone has sinned. And because of your sin, you can't get to heaven. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Maybe you're here today and you don't have Christ. Today's the day. God's giving you a gift. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life in heaven." Maybe today is the day that you'll finally receive that gift. If you're here, if you're like that here this morning, today is a day of salvation. Amen. God brought you here for a reason. But continuing on with the sermon, as I said before, we are clearly living right now in the last days. Okay. And the reason I say that is because I want to bring this to mind. The Bible says in 1 Timothy that in the last days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Nowadays, you see a lot of Christians departing from the faith. A lot of Christian people that were in the church, they're getting away from the things of God. And that's nothing new, folks. The God had already predicted that. In the last days, some shall depart from the faith. Okay, they'll be departing from the faith. And the majority of those people that I see nowadays is our younger generation. Sometimes I'll read articles. I don't remember the exact number. But nowadays here in America, a lot of people have stopped believing in God. They stopped believing in church. And let me tell you this morning, the answer is still God and the answer is still church. And this country, they want to put, and not just the United States, the whole world, they want to push God to the side. They want to push church to the side. They want to push the Lord Jesus Christ to the side. Folks, that is the answer for this country. The Lord Jesus Christ is the answer for your life. Amen? And that's what they're doing. And the Bible says that in the last days, they're going to depart from the faith. This country was a nation that once exalted God. They weren't ashamed, okay, to say, oh, you know what? We're going to have a Bible in our school. We're going to pray before school starts. There was nothing wrong with that back in the days. But now they want to push that away. They'd rather bring in the Muslims, okay? And we are not for the Muslims, folks. I'm just going to make that clear. There's only one God. And God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, God sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins, the whole world's sin. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in him. All right? Not Allah, not the Quran, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Bible. Amen? But this country, they're pushing that away. Some will depart from the faith. It even says they will give into seducing spirits. You need to understand, folks, we are in a spiritual battle. All right? You're not going to literally see demons flying and this and that. But the devil uses things in our day-to-day life, okay? It could be the TV, our cell phones. I always hit on the cell phones all the time. Nowadays, a lot of our younger people in the church, they see all these things on social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, one of the worst ones. I dislike TikTok very much. They see people, they're dancing, doing all this stuff. And then our teenagers see it, they say, oh, that looks so cool. I want to do this, this, and that. And it's just antichrist. It's ungodly. A nation that's like that, they just want to do all the foolish stuff. They're not going to live long, folks. That's just how it is. As a matter of fact, TikTok wasn't designed for somebody to put their phone right here and dance in front of it to get views. That's not what TikTok was made for. China made TikTok, okay? And if you don't believe me, you can look this up. I'm not making this up. In China, they use TikTok a different way. They'll make a new invention and they'll put it on TikTok. And then people will like the invention. And in China, they're not dancing like fools how we do here in America. Or where a girl is almost completely naked dancing in front of a screen. A 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, or someone's daughter, okay? That's not how China uses TikTok. Now, China has let America use TikTok because we're foolish over here in America. And we want to do whatever we want. And all that social media stuff, and look, some of you guys laugh, some of you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but this is the truth. This is the truth. All that stuff, those are seducing spirits. In the last days, the Bible says, in the last days, seducing spirits will come. And they're going to take a lot of people in the church, especially the younger generation. The younger generation, you guys are being attacked by the devil like no other time in history, I believe. I believe the devil knows that he's running out of time and he's working hard to try and destroy your lives. Not just your lives, but my life as well. And you need to be watchful of that, folks. You need to be watchful of that. That's what I was telling the teenagers this morning and in the youth room. When you read the Bible, you ought to see, am I being part? It's like a mirror. The Word of God is like a mirror. You got to look at yourself, compare yourself, okay? Humble yourself and say, am I being part of all this that's happening right now? Am I living like the world? Am I being seduced by evil spirits? And that's just a choice you're going to have to make on your own. That's what I tell the young people. It's not so much their parents. Yes, their parents can bring them to church, encourage them to read their Bible, and so on. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. And in the last days, that's going to happen. And we are already in the last days. So be aware of that. Let's go ahead and jump into point number one for this morning. I want to talk about following not, which is evil. We see here in verse one, he says, beloved, follow not that which is evil. Follow not that which is evil. If you ever stop for a moment, okay, to take a look at how the world is doing without God, you can tell right away that it's not doing too good, folks. This world is not doing too good without God, or good at all. This country, the United States of America, isn't doing good at all without God. The world is evil, and it's full of wickedness, and it wants to destroy you. If you look at the, like I said, if you look at the verse we just read, John tells us in verse 11 to not follow that which is evil. This world is evil. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you say, I've trusted Christ as my Savior, why would you want to follow what the Bible is telling us not to follow? Why would you want to follow this wicked world? Why would you want to follow your wicked friends or what you see on the internet? Why would you want to follow that? Follow not that which is evil, the Bible tells us. But it's just the world is just lying to you. It's going to end up destroying you. That's what it's going to do at the end of the day. That's what we were talking about in teen class this morning. Sin, folks, sin will destroy you. Sin will destroy you. Sin is not your friend. The world is not your friend. The devil is not your friend. It wants to destroy you. Back in my home church, a lot of the adults in my church has been along for my home church in Phoenix has been along for a long time. And it's funny. Sometimes I'll see a lot of people. They come back to the church. They grew up in church when they were younger, but they get out of the church. They want to do what they want. They don't want to listen to God. They get out of church and then they end up coming back. Once they're older, they're all married, probably on their second or third marriage, divorced, kids with different women or different men, and they'll end up coming back to church. And they realize that sin destroyed them. So what do? The only answer is to what? Come back to the house of God. Come back to the house of God. And I always see people doing that all the time. Why would you want to go back to the world? Why would you want to follow the world? Don't follow that which is evil, the Bible tells us. God has great plans for your life. Very good. God loves you. He wants to bless you. But he won't be able to do that if you just want to do what you want to do. You say, no, I don't need church. Or I got other better stuff to do. No, friend. If you decide to do that, you're just going to mess up your life. Once you're a chosen child of the King, once you've been saved, you are a child of the King forever. Nothing can take that away. God loves you, and as a matter of fact, God might even have to punish you. It's biblical, folks. God chastens those who he loves. And if God sees that you are going the wrong direction, he might let something bad happen in your life just so you can start focusing on him. Because why? Because God loves you. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We'll be reading verses 15 through 17. For 2 verses 15 through 17. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We are being encouraged in these verses to not love the world, nor the things that are in this world. Don't love the pornography that this world offers. Amen? Don't love the adultery and the fornication that this world is offering you. You can come up with a lot of excuses. You say, everybody's sleeping around. Everyone's committing adultery. Everyone's committing fornication. Everyone watches pornography and this and that. And the devil makes up those lies and he puts it in your head. Oh, it's normal. It's normal to do all that stuff. No, it's not, folks. That's not what God had planned for us. That's not normal. All that is just going to destroy your own life. Don't fall into that trap. I'm going to tell you, it's normal to sleep around. Everybody does it. Or they tell you, well, you say you want to stay pure until you're married. And they'll laugh. I remember my friends used to tell me that all the time. And they would laugh at my face when I first got saved, when I became a Christian. I was 19 years old. And they were laughing at me because I was telling them, I want to stay pure until I get married. And you know what? Young people are going to laugh at you. They're going to tell you this and that. But let me tell you, God's going to bless you at the end of the day for waiting. I don't care if I'm still 24 years old and I'm still pure. I don't care about that. I want to live for the Lord. Amen? And each and every one of you should have that desire to live for the Lord. They're going to tell you that it's all right to go party, go drinking. Oh, everybody does it. You need to go party and drink right now that you're young when you're in your 20s. That's what the world is going to tell you, what the devil is going to tell you. But it's all lies, folks. It's all lies. Don't believe it. You have vanity. There's nothing wrong with working out, folks. But when you make the gym your God, and that's the type of culture we live in nowadays. You see that all over social media. They try to make the gym like it's something, like it's almost a God. Oh, you got to look good. And I'm not saying don't look, look good. Amen. It's important to look good. Okay. But don't make it your God. Vanity. Or ladies, you see all this stuff on social media, on TV, all these models are promoting this and that. And nowadays, they're even getting surgeries on their body just to get more attention. That's all wickedness, folks. It's vanity. Don't fall for that lie. God made you perfect how you are already. You don't need to go get a lip injection to have bigger lips. That's what a lot of girls are doing nowadays. Oh, I want more guys to... No, why would you get a lip injection? Don't do that. You might even blow up your lips or something. I don't know how that works, but that sounds dangerous to me. Okay? Or you want to get surgery somewhere on your body. They do that nowadays. All that is vanity. Don't fall for that. Don't love the world. Don't neither love the things of this world. Amen? Let's keep on going. In verse 17, he says, that all these things I just mentioned, lust, pride, vanity, it's all going to pass away. It's all going to pass away. You're not going to gain anything from it. You say, well, right now I'm young and right now I want to do this. Or you say, well, right now I'm a single 30-year-old man, 40, 50, 60, I'm not married. I want to go do this and that. Look, all that, lust, pride, money, it's all going to pass away, the Bible says. At the end of the day, the only thing you're going to take to eternity, if you trusted Christ as your Savior, the only thing you're going to take to heaven is what you did while you were on this earth for the Lord. And the only thing, the other thing you're going to take is how you lived for the Lord while you were on this earth. That's the only thing you're going to take to heaven. You're not going to take your money, your cars, all the women you wanted to sleep with, you're not going to take any of that to heaven. All that, the Bible says, will pass away. It's going to pass away. Do not follow that which is evil. Do not love the things of this world, but keep steadfast in the faith. Amen? Remember, steadfast means to be immovable. All right? Have faith that's immovable. Okay? A lot of people, a lot of Christians, they forget that that's our main goal in life. Look, there's nothing wrong with having a business. There's nothing wrong with wanting to play sports. But the first thing in your life should be the Lord Jesus Christ. Reading your Bible every day. Coming to the house of God, church, on Sunday morning, Sunday nights, Wednesday evenings, we have church service as well. That should be the main focus in your life. And a lot of Christians, because of this world, they're loving the world. They're chasing after the things of the world, and they lose their focus, the steadfastness that they were supposed to have in the things of God. They lose focus. They're spending too much time on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and they lose focus. And their faith doesn't become immovable anymore. It becomes weak. And they start living for the world. They start drifting away. And just like the Bible said, that in the last days, people will depart from the faith. Don't be that type of Christian this morning. Don't spend too much time on the worldly things. Spend time in the Word of God and prayer. Jesus is coming soon, folks. I've never seen the world this wicked before. I remember when I was younger, it wasn't even that bad. But now I'm older, it's getting worse and worse every day. I was reading, I think it was yesterday, how baseball players, they didn't want to wear an LGBTQ stamp on one of their uniforms. I'm not sure exactly what happened, what team it was, but they didn't want to wear that. And then people just started talking trash to them. Oh, you don't want to support the homosexuals, this and that. Look, folks, we don't want to support them. We're not for that. And look how quiet it is. A lot of people, a lot of you guys, you say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, it is. God created man and woman. He created Adam and Eve. That's the way God did it. Not Adam and Justin. Not Eve and Maria. Adam and Eve. Amen? That's the way God made it, and he made it to be. It's sad when I see, when I'm out in the store or something and I see a gay couple or a lesbian couple, and they're there with another child. And I feel so bad for the child. That's the way God made it, folks. Let's keep on going. Do not follow that which is evil. Do not love the things of this world, but keep steadfast in the faith. Let's go to number two. Follow that which is good. Follow that which is good. As Christians, we are to follow that which is good. So what are the good things that we are supposed to follow? You can start with the Word of God. Amen? Follow that which is good. The Word of God isn't going to hurt you. A lot of you, you say, oh, I don't like reading. That's how I was in the beginning. I didn't really like reading and all that. I didn't. Not at all. But you know what? I would still get up when I first got saved, get up in the mornings and read my Bible. You have to work at it, folks. Follow that which is good. Follow that which is good. Read the Word of God and follow what it says. Be faithful to the house of God. Amen. Follow that which is good. The house of God, church, is good for you. Amen. I say this a million times, but I have to. Okay? The house of God, church. Don't let your work, okay, or other things in your schedule get in the way. Don't let that happen, folks. I've seen so many people, and that's how the devil will attack that way, too. He'll put a job, it's a good job, but you have to work on Sundays. Be careful with that, folks. Make sure you put God first. If you put God first, God is going to bless you. Amen? God sees, he'll let something happen in our lives, a problem, and he sees how we're going to react. God, if you put him first, God is going to bless you. Be careful with your jobs. Maybe some of you have jobs already where you can't make it to church that much, or soul winning, or an activity. Pray that the Lord will open doors to set up a good schedule where you could come to the house of God. Be faithful to the house of God. A lot of Christians will put their vacations, like I said, or jobs in the way of church. Don't do that. You pick up shifts. I personally know people like that. They say, oh, Carlos, man, I can't come to church. I had to work all night, and then I'm too tired to come to church the next day. Well, it would probably be wise for you to not work in the night like that. Prepare yourself to come to the house of God. Follow that which is good. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. The Bible says this, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let me read that again. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't get tired of following that which is good. Amen? Don't get tired of following that which is good. That's what we see here, the Apostle Paul encouraging us to do. Look, don't get tired in coming to church. Amen? Keep coming to church. Don't get tired of reading your Bible. You need the Word of God for your spiritual life. If I go a day or two without reading the Bible, and I have, I personally, even sometimes physically, I don't even feel good. Okay? I need the Word of God in my life. I am nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. And you as well are nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't get tired of praying every day. Why? Because if we'll reap if we faint not. Okay? God is going to bless you. He's going to bless me if you keep following that, which is good. That's how he works. You keep doing the right thing. Even though if it backfires, and I've been in situations like that, I try to do the right thing, and it just backfires at me, and I get a little bit discouraged. But I want to keep going forward. Keep doing. Don't get weary in well-doing. God is going to bless you, folks. Maybe some of you young people, you're thinking about quitting church, the house of God. Don't quit on God. Don't quit on church. God loves you. That would be the worst decision you could make. And look, don't stop living for God either. I remember when I got saved, I was talking to a young lady, and she supposedly was Christian as well, but it was just something else. I don't think she was. But I remember I knew God wanted me to break off that relationship, okay? And it was very difficult for me. Very, very difficult for me. And that was when I was 19 years old. I'm 24 years old now, and I'm still single, and that's all right. I know God is going to bring me somebody one day. But I want to do what's right. I want to follow God. I don't want to get tired and following what God is telling me to do. Amen. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. I know there's going to be times in your life where things are just not going your way, or there are problems coming to your life. Don't get discouraged now. Don't stop. The answer, when that happens, I've seen so many people, they stop coming to church or they stop reading their Bible. That's not the answer, folks. Don't quit. Never quit on God. Amen. Never quit on God. Don't be weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God's going to bless you if you keep living for Him and following Him. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll be reading verse 58. This. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. The title of our sermon right there. Be steadfast in your faith. Unmovable. Keep coming to church. Keep living for the Lord. Keep reading the Word of God. Amen. Be steadfast in the faith. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Come serve. Come to church. Serve in church. We have kids class. Maybe you could teach a kids class. We have the bus ministry. Maybe you could come help in the bus ministry. We have soul winning on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Maybe you should come out. And that's just not the pastor's job. That's just, a lot of people say, oh, that's the pastor's job. That's what we pay him to do. It's not just the pastor's job, folks. It's your job as well. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, God has called you to preach the Word of God. Preach the gospel to the lost. We do that every Tuesday, every Saturday. Yesterday in the morning, I was out with Brother Urban. We were out soul winning. And we didn't see anybody get saved, but a couple people opened the doors. And we still gave them the gospel. And listen, if you're in here this morning and you don't have Jesus Christ, when He comes, okay, you're going to stand before Him and you cannot say, why can't I go into heaven, God? Why can't I? Nobody ever told me. God has placed people in your life to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ, but you keep rejecting Him. You keep rejecting Him, and one day you're going to stand before the Lord and God is going to tell you, depart from me, I never knew you. You can say, what about that one time I went to church? Or I gave $20 in the offering plate. What about that, God? No. No, you can't go to heaven by doing good things. That's what this world nowadays, it's self-righteous. They think we're the bad people. Oh, the Christians, the people that go to church, they're evil, they're wicked. They hate people that are fornicating and committing adultery and homosexuals. Look, we're not hating against those people. We used to be those kind of people. That's what the Bible says. We were once adulterers and fornicators. And we once lived in sin. But we've trusted Christ as our Savior. We're not judging anybody. We're just saying the truth. Hey, you need to get this right. You're living in sin. You're fornicating. You're committing adultery. You're stealing. You're lying. You need to get this right with God. We're not hating on anybody, folks. And that's how the world paints us. Oh, they're evil. They're wicked. No. We just want to do what God is telling us to do. And they think that the things they're doing, it's right. That's what they think. But no, my friend, that's not how it is. That's not how it works. Be steadfast in your faith. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Yesterday when we were out soul winning, I'll be honest, I didn't want to go soul winning. I was really tired. I still had to prepare a sermon for tonight, and I had to do other stuff that I'm be working, start working at the school tomorrow. I have to prepare for that as well. I really didn't want to go soul winning. And but Brother Urban still texted me, "Hey, brother, are you still going soul winning?" I said, "Yes, let's do it." Amen. There'll be times where you don't want to go out and serve the Lord or go out and preach the word of God. But hey, be not weary in well-doing. Amen. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, always abounding, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord. It takes work, folks. It takes work. It's not just, well, let's come to church on a Sunday and then let's just go back home and we're done for the week. No, folks. Let's put in work for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's go to point number three, and I'll finish with this. The Bible says in John 3:1-11, evil blinds you from seeing God. Evil blinds you from seeing God. Sin blinds you from seeing God. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 11. Jeremiah 11, verse 19. This, but I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. Your sin will blind you, and you won't even know what's going on around you. A lot of young people, a lot of Christians today in the church, they're blinded from their sin, and they don't know that they are just like this lamb that we just read in verse 19. Like a sheep. Okay, blinded, brought to the slaughter, to go be destroyed. And I knew not that they had devices. That word devices in the Bible could mean plot or planned. These wicked people had planned evil upon this sheep. You represent the sheep, folks. This world, the devil, your flesh is planning evil against you. And it wants to destroy you. That's what they want to do. They don't have something good for you. This world has nothing good to offer us, my friend. The only one that has something good to offer us is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's good for us, the Lord Jesus Christ. But just like this sheep, blind, they were planning evil against the sheep. That's how your sin is. That's what your sin is doing. Your sin of pornography is blinding you. And it's going to mess you up. It's going to mess up your relationships. It's going to mess up your marriage. It could even mess up your job, something in your job. That's what that sin wants to do. Adultery as well. Adultery will mess up your relationships. Why would you want to sleep with another woman that's not your wife? Or sleep with another man that's not your husband and lose your whole family and cause a bunch of problems and your family. Adultery, my friend, doesn't bring anything good to you or your family. Sin doesn't bring anything good to you or your family. This world, partying, drinking, you want to do what you want to do? It's not going to bring anything good to you, my friend. That sin never brings anything good. Yes, God is willing. God is loving. He's kind and merciful. And he's willing to forgive you of any sin. Amen for that. Amen. But there's still consequences to that. Sin will always have consequences. And that's just something that you cannot escape. God will forgive you, but there's always consequences to sin. Not only does sin blind you, but it also robs you of God's blessing from your life. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 5, and I'll finish with this verse. Chapter 5, verse 25. Jeremiah 5, 25. And I'll finish with this. The Bible says, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. He says, your iniquities, that word iniquities means your sin. Okay? Your sin have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Did you know that, my friend, that sin, God has to hold blessings from you, okay, because of your own sin. Your sin blocks blessings from God. God wants to bless you. Like I said, God loves me and God loves you, amen? But if you say, you know what, I want to keep doing this sin. Nobody knows about it, but it's just pleasurable. Oh, I want to be doing this. I want to be living like this. You can go ahead and do that. But you're just blocking the blessings God wants to bless you with. The blessings that God wants to give you. Your sin, like the Bible says, like we just read right here, have withholding good things from you. God wants to bless you. He loves you. He doesn't hate you. You can think, oh man, nothing in my life is going good. You know, God lets seasons like that happen in your life because he's preparing you for something good. The Christian life isn't just easy. Oh, man, I'm a Christian. Everything's going good. It's easier. As a matter of fact, I think sometimes it's harder because you have to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of things God doesn't want us to do. But look, if you keep following God, following that which is good, and you look at the evilness, at the world, and you say, you know what, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go this way. I'm going to follow what God wants for me. You know what? In due season, God is just going to bless it. That's how God works. God loves you. He loves me. And he'll bless you. Sometimes when something bad happens in our life, it's just God preparing us for something great. And let me encourage you this morning. You want to pass that test. When something bad is happening in your life, pass that test. God is doing something in your life. He's preparing you, and he's going to give you an amazing blessing. Keep following him. Don't be weary. In due season, God is going to bless you. Amen. Steadfast in the faith, like how I first started in this sermon this morning. Steadfast. Live for the Lord. Amen. Unmovable faith. Not just say, oh, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Live it as well. Live it as well. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.